Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're exploring The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni, a captivating business fable that unravels the challenges teams often face in their quest for success. Through the gripping story of a fictional company, this book lays out the 5 major dysfunctions that can impede a team's effectiveness and provide strategies to overcome them. The story revolves around the executive team of Decision Tech, a struggling Silicon Valley firm. Catherine Peterson, the newly appointed CEO, inherits a team plagued by dysfunction. As she works to transform the group into a cohesive and high-performing unit, the author reveals the following 5 dysfunctions. Absence of trust. The first and most fundamental dysfunction is the lack of trust among team members. This is not just about personal trust, but also the vulnerability to admit mistakes and weaknesses. Without trust, open and honest communication becomes difficult, and individuals are reluctant to ask for help or provide constructive feedback. Fear of conflict. Teams that don't trust each other often avoid healthy conflict and engage in passive-aggressive behavior. The fear of hurting feelings or causing discomfort leads to superficial discussions and decisions that lack depth. Conflict, when properly managed, can lead to better solutions and stronger team cohesion. Lack of commitment, when team members do not actively participate in decisions and discussions, they often fail to buy into the final choices. This lack of commitment results in ambiguity and a lack of accountability. Teams need to reach a consensus and commit to action plans to ensure everyone is on board. Avoidance of accountability. Without commitment, accountability becomes elusive. Team members may hesitate to hold each other responsible for their actions or lack thereof. Clear expectations and a willingness to confront peers about their performance are essential for accountability. Inattention to results. The ultimate dysfunction is a focus on individual goals or personal agendas rather than the collective success of the team. Teams must prioritize the achievement of shared goals above individual interests. When everyone is aligned with the team's objectives, they can collectively pursue excellence. Throughout the book, Patrick Lencioni illustrates how Catherine Peterson addresses these dysfunctions through team-building exercises, candid conversations, and a commitment to building trust among her team members. By addressing these issues head-on, the Decision Tech team experiences a transformation, ultimately becoming a more effective and successful unit. The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team serves as a valuable guide for leaders and teams in any organization, offering practical insights and actionable strategies to overcome common challenges and build a foundation for high-performance teamwork. It emphasizes the importance of trust, healthy conflict, commitment, accountability, and a focus on collective results in creating strong, productive teams. Now, let's break down the book by summarizing each chapter. Chapter 1, the story begins with Catherine Peterson taking on the role of CEO at Decision Tech, a Silicon Valley company that is struggling both financially and organizationally. Catherine recognizes the urgent need to transform the company's executive team into a high-performing unit to save the business. Chapter 2. Catherine starts by assessing the team's dynamics and quickly identifies the 5 dysfunctions that are plaguing Decision Tech. She focuses on building trust among team members as a critical first step. Chapter 3. Trust is the foundation of any team's success. Catherine introduces the concept of vulnerability-based trust, which means team members must be comfortable admitting their mistakes, asking for help, and being open with each other. Trust allows for honest and productive communication. Chapter 4. Catherine encourages the team to open up about their personal histories and experiences, helping them get to know each other on a deeper level. This exercise helps in building trust and breaking down barriers. Chapter 5, with trust established, the team starts to engage in healthy conflict. Catherine emphasizes the importance of constructive disagreement, encouraging members to voice their opinions and challenge each other's ideas. Chapter 6, the team learns that conflict is not a bad thing when handled correctly. They realize that it can lead to better decisions and solutions. Catherine guides them in practicing open and honest debates. Chapter 7, the team commits to making collective decisions and supporting those decisions even if they initially disagreed with them. Commitment is essential to move forward effectively. Chapter 8, accountability is discussed in this chapter. Team members must hold each other accountable for their actions and performance. Catherine encourages the team to establish clear expectations and standards. Chapter 9, the team takes steps to implement a culture of accountability by setting specific goals and measuring progress toward them. This helps ensure that everyone is aligned and focused on the same objectives. Chapter 10, finally, Catherine emphasizes the importance of focusing on results rather than individual success. Team members must prioritize the team's overall success and be willing to make sacrifices for the greater good. Throughout the book, the story of Decision Tech illustrates how addressing these five dysfunctions can lead to significant improvements in team performance. Catherine's leadership and commitment to building a cohesive team ultimately helps save the company and create a more productive and harmonious work environment. The five dysfunctions of a team provides practical insights and a roadmap for teams and leaders to overcome common challenges and build a strong foundation for effective teamwork. It highlights the interplay between trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, and results, emphasizing their collective impact on team success. The five dysfunctions of a team offers practical insights and actionable strategies for leaders and teams in any organization. Here are a few key takeaways you can apply in your own workplace. 1. Building trust. To build trust among team members, leaders should encourage open communication, vulnerability, and honesty. Team members should also take the initiative to get to know one another and build personal relationships. 2. Embracing healthy conflict. Leaders should encourage healthy conflict by creating a safe environment where team members can express their opinions and challenge one another's ideas. Team members should also be willing to engage in constructive debate and avoid personal attacks. 3. Achieving commitment. Leaders should ensure that team members are aligned around a common goal or vision. They can do this by involving team members in the decision-making process and ensuring that everyone has a clear understanding of their roles and responsibilities. 4. Holding each other accountable. Team members should hold one another accountable for their actions and behaviors. Leaders can facilitate this by setting clear expectations and providing regular feedback. 5. Focusing on results. Teams should be focused on achieving results and measuring their progress. Leaders can facilitate this by setting clear goals and objectives, tracking progress, and celebrating successes. As we wrap up our exploration of the five dysfunctions of a team, let's leave you with some powerful quotes from the book. Trust is knowing that when a team member does push you, they're doing it because they care about the team. The first dysfunction of a team is the absence of trust among team members. The ultimate measure of a team is not its ability to win, but its ability to stick together. Great teams do not hold back with one another. They are unafraid to air their dirty laundry. They admit their mistakes, their weaknesses, and their concerns without fear of reprisal. The second dysfunction of a team is fear of conflict. The third dysfunction of a team is lack of commitment. The fourth dysfunction of a team is avoidance of accountability. The fifth dysfunction of a team is inattention to results. Thank you for joining us on this journey through The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. Remember, effective teamwork is not just about the absence of dysfunction, it's about the presence of trust, healthy conflict, commitment, accountability, and a focus on collective results. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can apply to your own team's success.